Can you drag out Leviathan with a fish hook and press down his tongue with a rope? Can you put a rope in his nose and pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make many pleas to you, or will he speak to you gentle words? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him as a servant forever? Will you play with him as with a bird? And tie him down for your young girls. Will the traders bargain for him? Will they divide him among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with harpoons, or his head with fishing spears?
Are like the eye of dawn. From his mouth go burning torches, sparks of fire leap forth. From his nostrils smoke goes out as from a boiling pot, and burning reeds his breath sets coals aglow, and a flame goes forth from his mouth. In his neck dismay leaps before him. The folds of his flesh are joined together firm and immovable on him. His heart is as firm as a stone and as firm as a lower millstone. When he rises up, the mighty are afraid because of the crashing. They are bewildered. The sword that reaches him cannot prevail, nor the spear, the dart, or the javelin. He regards iron as straw, bronze as rotten wood. The
arrow cannot make him flee. Slate stones are turned into stubble for him. Clubs are regarded as stubble. He laughs at the rattling of the javelin. His underparts are like sharp pieces of pottery. He spreads out like a threshing sledge on the mud. He makes the depths boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a jar.